Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
It is Tuesday, 13th April. Good evening to you and welcome to another edition of The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley. Yesterday, we spoke to the Honorable Sean Richards last night. He was here at The Blue Table and it appears that this week is a week for the politicians. And tonight, I do have JD Kings. She is here with me at The Blue Table tonight. Remember to download the app, the podcast app, so that you can get your notifications and the latest in news and whatever information we have to disseminate to you. Search for The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley in that podcast app. We'll take a break. We'll hear from the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and also Anchor Podcast. Then we'll be right back with JD Kings on a special edition of The Blue Table. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Customer Support Portal, where we have made it easier for you to contact us. It starts with your question, email, a message, phone call, or a search on our website. Our CSP provides prompt and efficient solutions to your problems. We pride ourselves on treating our clients responsibly and ensuring your information is kept safe. Log on to www.sknb.net and send us a ticket or email us at customersupport@sknb.com. You may also call us directly at 869-465-2288, extension 1322, or 954-353-1003.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say to the residents of Hamilton, the residents of Happy Hill, Government Road, Lower Stony Grove, Prince William Street, Cedar Trees, Bath Road, Law Street, Main Street, Craddock Road, Ramsbury. It's all about you tonight and going forward.
And we're back. That was JD Kings. And as I promised you at the opening of the show, JD is here with us tonight, running on the Nevis Reformation Party's umbrella. She was launched on Saturday night as the candidate for Nevis One. Now, congratulations on your launch, JD, and welcome to The Blue Table.
Good evening, and thank you so much for having me, Mr. Hanley. It's definitely a pleasure to be speaking with you on the very popular Blue Table. I mean, somehow I wish it was the Green Table. I can definitely work with the Blue Table.
All right, you'll definitely work with the Blue Table. And Mervyn is fine. You can call me Mervyn if you wish. Now,
no problem.
How was it? You launched on Saturday night, and how has it been since your launch?
Wow! It's just been tremendous. I mean, the launch on Saturday was spectacular. From based on the feedback that I've received, based on the feedback that the team has received, and the comments thereafter have been quite encouraging. Not just of me, or not just for me, but also for the other persons who would have participated in the launch and those who would have contributed behind the scenes towards making it a success. So I am very happy about the launch because, you know, realistically, it's like making it official.
Yes.
Even though you know, even though you know that this thing is happening, you know, I think the launch signals the start of something new, something fresh. And it just says, hey, I'm ready to rumble.
And you know, you're ready to rumble. But you do know with, unfortunately, with politics and entering the political arena, there is a good, there is a bad, and there is the ugly.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, that is true. You know, quite a few persons would have said that to me, and I myself would have realized. And perhaps that is one of the reasons why I would have ventured into politics. There are others, which I'll get to, but I really don't like the look, the feel, the tone that we have surrounding our politics. We give the impression that politics is taboo. And so the minute you get involved in politics, it seems as if, you know, there will automatically be an attack on you or your family. It also seems as if you automatically become an enemy of somebody who you may have been quite good with all your life. It just seems like it's pitting us against each other. And persons who know me, you know, would know that that's not me. I'm not about that. Your political affiliation does not affect my relationship with you. If you're genuine, I'm good. You know, it doesn't matter who you support. I just can't see myself being at odds with anyone in the name of politics. If I could, I could agree to disagree, and I really want, through my entrance in the political arena, to help to change that. I know it's not going to be easy, but I just want to change it, man. We don't have to be enemies, and politics should not be taboo, because really we need politicians to help us guide what's happening in our land. And so if we don't have them, how can we get certain things done? So it should not be taboo, and I really want to work towards changing the look and the feel of politics, specifically in the island of Nevis.
I understand that, but where did we go wrong, though, as far as that is concerned? Because there was a time that the politics was never like this. It was always, you know, you support your political party, and then, you know, you laugh about it, you make your jokes, and about a day or two after, everyone back together again, and they're doing their business, whatever their business is. But now it is the constant attacks. Now it is the constant slander. People don't talk to you. People don't support your business place because that person supports whether it's the Green or the Blue Party. And it is becoming, the Nevis politics has become really toxic. I don't know. Where did that come? Where, how, who?
You know, there are persons who would say that it has always been around, and perhaps because politics started even before you and I were here, and so that may be so. However, I don't know that it was ever this bad, and I don't like it, you know, because it sends a very bad message, and I think politicians need to be held accountable, and I'll tell you why I say that. In recent years, I've seen people come on board and, you know, people would give the impression that, yes, we're funny based, and maybe deep down, because I don't think there's anyone who not even a little bit wants to see Nevis do better, right? Granted, I don't think that it is the same level for everyone, but I think for the most part, at least a little bit, they want to see Nevis do better. The problem is some of us have gotten in this habit of thinking, we will get power at any cost. And I think that is the driving, that was the factor that led us to all of this. When we have gotten to the stage where we say power at any cost, that is where the whole dynamics, the whole relationships, the whole love and togetherness that we traditionally had as Nevisions would have changed. Because if you look around throughout the year with other events, you know, we don't normally see that. It's whenever there is the political season, and as we call it, the silly season, that you see these things happening. And it's quite sad, but I think the politicians have a very big role to play. Because I'll tell you another thing to Mervyn. Even if a politician does not explicitly say something derogatory about another politician, the reality is when they hear their supporters, the people who they are close to, being derogatory, if you stay there in silence and don't speak up against it, you don't guide them, then you are just as guilty. That is how I see it. And so that has been happening, and persons just sit there because, you know what, I'm not going to say anything because it benefits me. And that, I think, is a fundamental problem.
I'm happy that you mentioned that politicians should be held accountable. Because I listen to you, and with respect, most politicians, if not all, when they enter the political arena or before they announce that they are ready to run, they say similar things to what you're saying, that they want to unite, they want to inspire, They want to help this person. They want to help that person. And we're all going to have this kumbaya moment. So what you're saying to me is not something that is unique or wow, JD is saying this. But what I am saying, why should the people of St. Paul's believe JD Keynes will really try to make a difference when it comes around healing the toxic atmosphere of politics on Nevis?
Well, to me, and that's a very good question, and you're so correct that we say this, everyone says this. But you know, the reality is that has been my mantra. This is, as I said on Saturday night at my launch, when I became a political candidate officially, I did not have to start figuring out how am I going to learn who the people are in the constituency, or what will be my approach in terms of speaking to people. Mm-hmm. I didn't. I'm not saying that I haven't had guidance in terms of improvement, but the reality is it's just that it's an improvement. It's not me starting from scratch, because that is how I've always been. I've always dialogued with people, always stayed very much in touch with the community. And so persons can judge me based on these things. They know that that is how I operate. Case in point, I was on another station recently, and I would have mentioned that my WhatsApp, for example, has a lot of activity. I try to post things that I think people need to know, and people break things down for people. And when I do that, sometimes people reach out to me for additional information or even help with certain things. And there are persons who would ask me to send them job listings or help them with job interviews, whatever the case is. And I would always do. I know in some cases I know their political affiliation, but it does not bother me because I'm looking at the bigger picture. We need to eat. You need to eat. I need to eat. And so you're looking for a job. I will try my best to assist you. Right. And so I would have done that in the past. And I realized that the minute I would have stepped forward as a political candidate, that the same persons who would have been asking me for assistance in that regard are now operating in a different light. But guess what? Is that going to stop me from offering assistance? Not at all. Because I know that they need the assistance more than anything else. And I will focus on that as the bigger picture. We can't. Nevis is too small, Mervyn. For us to be pitting people against each other. So I say, just look at how I normally operate. So you judge me based on what I say, yes, but you also have to do that balancing act between what I say and what I do.
That is so true. And now let's get to the meat of something. You're running against, I believe it will be Spencer Brand. He's the current representative of St. Paul's, the St. Paul's constituency. And obviously, if I'm going to interview JD Keynes, then I must prepare in some way. So I went to look for or to just go through some of the news items of some of the accomplishments by the Honorable Spencer Brand thus far as the representative and as the minister in the Nevis Island administration. And some of the items thus far are accomplishments. The Cruddock Road, the rehabilitation project, that's the Cruddock Road road, that road, you know that road, the main base road and the big route down to Tidisi and all that. The road from Crown Bakery, Sixth Form College areas to Stony Grove. The road from Water Department barbecue area through Upper Stony Grove. The Hamilton Road construction area. The fixing of the drainage issue, Ramsbury at the Flow Building area. The acquisition of lands from the Anglican Church in Charlestown, where the stone wall was reconstructed and now sidewalks going in. The creating of sidewalk from the Charlestown Police Station to the bottom of the government road. Lots of infrastructure work here. The resurfacing of the road again, the partial drains reconstruction from the Medical Center University, Medical Center Pharmacy area along the waterfront up to the DR Walwyn Square. Phase one of the Bath Road from Reliable Motors down to Miss Butler. The reconstruction of the sidewalk in front of CSS. That was in a very deplorable state, I know that. The construction and expansion of the Charlestown Primary School office. The construction of the CCTV headquarters. I'm soon done, believe me. The Road, what do we have? The replacement of main water lines from Johar Shopping Ramsbury down to Craddock Road, the acquisition of the land atop of the Government Road and the Bypass Road, and the land directly opposite Buckle Park. And then you have the Hamilton Water Station upgrade and expansion, which includes the new 400,000-gallon water tanks at the Hamilton site, the new water filtration system at the Hamilton site that adds hundreds of gallons of water into the system for Charlestown. And in the process, they're replacing the collapsed wooden roof over the stone water tank at the Hamilton site. 2020, I will not, we know how 2020 was with COVID and everything, and we still continue to deal with that. But JD, you listen to me with those lists of accomplishments that I have just read to you, some in progress and some still going on from the Honorable Spencer Brand. So when the people of Charlestown, when they hear that, why JD Keynes and not the continuation of Spencer Brand as the representative of Nevis One?
All right, thank you so much. Now, Mr. Hanley, I am currently employed in the financial services sector. Prior to that, I would have worked in the media. Mm-hmm. And let me use the media because maybe that one is easier to break down. And so if we're looking at what I do in the media, will you list as my accomplishments? Got into work at 8:20, sat at her desk, turned on her computer.
But JD, these are some of these are big infrastructural projects, wouldn't you say?
I'm coming, sir.
Okay.
Turned on her laptop, wrote the news, sat and read the news, interviewed Mervyn Hanley. I mean, the point I'm trying to make here, Mr. Hanley, I'm not at all watering down anything that was done. Mm-hmm. If anything, I am focusing on your highlights and what are being termed as accomplishments. Mm-hmm. What I'm simply trying to raise here is what you've listed is what the current representative is tasked with doing on a daily basis. That is the job description that falls within the job description under the ministerial portfolio assigned to the current representative.
I am not sure. Let me stop here. I want to rebut that for a second. I am not sure that's a fair statement to make, though. Yes, that's their responsibility as far as the ministerial responsibility, but at the same time, projects could have been done in other areas, which I guess they have been doing in other areas or whatever the case may be. But when you just how I am sure I'm going to get to you with things that you would tell me that you want to do for the people of Charlestown, would you say the same thing that, okay, well, that's your responsibility, so you will do it? So is that a fair statement to make, though?
So I didn't finish. It's a true statement. Don't get me wrong. I am not at all saying, and I definitely won't be one of those persons to say that the current administration isn't doing anything. Mm-hmm. Nor will I say that the current representative isn't doing anything. I wouldn't do that. I mm-hmm. definitely wouldn't. The point I am making, though, is that we are elected to serve the people of a particular constituency.
Yes.
And one of the cries currently of the people of the constituency is that we are not seeing enough being done in our constituency that impacts us, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so the reason why I started the way that I started is because I know that the current representative holds the responsibility of roads and, you know, public works,
mm-hmm.
infrastructure, all of these things fall under that person's portfolio. And so it means these are expectations. Don't get me wrong. Not because they're expectations, it means that they necessarily had to do it. But basically, these are expectations. My question is, though, what have the people of St. Paul's mm-hmm. gotten outside of the ministerial portfolios? And maybe it speaks to the way that our electoral system is set up in terms of when you become an MP. But really and truly, you are elected as a representative for a particular area. And so it doesn't matter what anything else you do should complement what you do in that area, if you understand what I'm saying. But let me go further and say this. One of the problems I have with the current administration's way of doing things
mm-hmm.
is that there's most frequently cost overrun and quality underrun. And I say that because we have numerous projects, not just those listed, but across the board, that it sounds good. And don't forget, I was a journalist for many years. So I know all about writing the news items to make it seem like a lot of things are happening. But you don't see a follow-up that says, the project was budgeted for $200,000 and eventually it $1 million was spent. You don't see the project was scheduled to end in December 2019, however, it ended in March 2025. You don't see those things, and so I'm.
You also don't see, and if I may add to what you're saying, and to be fair, you also don't see, unlike countries such as, well, territories such as the BVI and even in Antigua, under the leadership of Prime Minister Gaston Brown, you'll see where we see people doing work. And it is the people's business that we know how much that contract is for. We don't know if it's $300,000, if it's $5, if it's $5 million. But you see people doing work, and then next week you see people building three story houses and stuff like that. So that kind of accountability is also needed, and transparency.
Exactly. But this is something that I definitely want to say. My statement, though, is in no way to water down the efforts that he has made or anyone else has made, but I have to speak the facts. Mm-hmm. And the facts really are that the picture that is sometimes painted isn't necessarily a true picture. Also, I want to say, as it relates to my candidacy in the upcoming Nevis Island elections, for me, it is not so much about the other person. It's not about the incumbent. Yes, you could have somebody who, not my words, it could be yours. There could be someone who people may think is a good representative. But I think I'm a better representative.
And I will get you that. Stick a pin, JD. Sorry, stick a pin. Let's take a quick break from Carl and Sons on St. Martin and Affluent Homes on Nevis. We'll be right back with JD Keynes.
I'm very hungry.
Whoa, was that your stomach? You need to get on down to Carl & Son's Unique Bakery, your number one spot for sandwiches, pastries, cakes, and more for breakfast and lunch. Are you in a rush? Call in your order at 543-1059 for town and 544-2462 for Cold Bay. Follow their Facebook page to see their daily lunch specials. Carl & Son's, the right choice since 1982.
It's been a while that you're thinking or dreaming of your new home. Let Affluent Homes turn that dream into reality. Leave it to us to deliver. A team of architects and designers have created award-winning designs. We will work with you to develop the distinctive look you envision. For real estate development, property sales and management, you must think of Affluent Homes Limited. Check out our website at www.affluenthomesnevis.com or email us merchant@merchantlc.com or call us today at 1-869-665-2121. Affluent Homes Limited.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice to your tragedy. Television, online, and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
In case you're just joining us, we're back with JD Keynes. She launched her candidacy. Well, the NRP. The NRP's candidate for the St. Paul's constituency in the upcoming Nevis election, whenever the Premier decides to call that election, whether it's this year, later this year, or next year. But JD is getting herself prepared for what will be a ding-dong battle in Charlestown. I can predict that race, however, I will not do so tonight, but I will eventually do that. Now, JD, I'm sorry, let's get back to the conversation.
Yes, I was before the break mentioning that for me, being involved in politics doesn't necessarily mean that you think that the person who you are competing against are running against is horrible or is the worst. I definitely don't think that about anybody on the government's side. Mm-hmm. I don't think that at all. Or maybe anybody who they plan to bring, because I mean there's some rumor that we may see new people. I don't know. I heard that my candidacy is ruffling some feathers, but let's leave that alone for now. The point I'm trying to make, Mr. Hanley, is that for me, it is not about bringing down or bashing. I will state the facts and I will state the issues, but I maintain that you have to compare and contrast the representatives, or sorry, the candidates who are before you. And it is my view that I am the better person to represent St. Paul's at this particular point in time. Yes, you can have somebody, not my words, but you can have somebody who may be good, but don't you want better? You can have somebody who may be great, but don't you want greater? You can have somebody who may be even greater, but guess what? You want the greatest. At the end of the day, you should aim for getting the best representative for your constituency at a particular point in time. And I believe that that is what I bring to the table.
And let's speak about that. On Saturday night, you alluded to your passion to serve.
Yes.
What are those passions in terms of you being elected to office, getting elected to office? In what areas would you like to serve and why?
Thank you for that. Now, obviously, when persons get into office, you know, there's normally a sit down, or there should be a sit down to discuss, you know, people's strengths. But in the NRP, we're not waiting for that time. We are already having those types of discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And while it may not be set in stone yet, I can speak to the things that I am passionate about in terms of, you know, from top to bottom. There would be others that I am passionate about, but not as much. But definitely education and training is a very, very big deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very big deal for me. It is, I think it always has been, and it would have increased when I became a parent, because I realized some of the struggles that other parents are experiencing, and even teachers, educators are experiencing, because I wear both hats to some extent, having been a part-time tutor for just a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I education and training is a very, very big deal for me. Also too, particularly because I feel that we, even though we have gone ahead in terms of the years, we are still a little bit stagnant in our delivery of education. And even the parents, we are still stagnant, because we feel that if a child does not get all A's, that child is not bright, or as we say locally, the child is dunce.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not tapping into the skills, or, you know, these things that the children can do. And I believe that that is something that it actually started and was very vibrant under the former Needless Reformation Party led administration, and it is something that I want to tweak in some areas, but definitely bring back under a new dispensation of the NRP. Also, I mean, Culturama, that is something that I love. Information. Now, I would have worked in the Nevis Island Administration in the Department of Information. I actually received formal training in communication, so that's right up my alley. And even though I am not a journalist or a reporter, the current job that I hold within the financial services sector still causes me to tap into that training.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there is so much potential within the dissemination of information from the government and just NEVIS generally, but we're not tapping into it. One of the things I've realized, sadly, and it is not just this current administration, it's just over time, we have gotten to the point where our employees just seem to come, collect a paycheck, and go home. The passion for some of them is no longer there, neither is there the passion from the ministers of government. So there is no real push to see these people advance. We work them and then that's it. There's no self-development, and I'm not particularly fond of that. I am not selfish when it comes to knowledge sharing, when it comes to information sharing, and so those are some of the things that I want to really work towards. Yes, I'm not the only young person on the NRP ticket. There are others. but I believe that youth and the development of youth is, again, is something that is very near and dear to me. Mm-hmm. And it's something that even if I don't have direct responsibility for, that I want to be intimately involved in as well. Those are the main ones. There are others, yes, but I think they would somehow fall under those.
Okay. Now, let's listen, and I can hear your passion speaking about those particular topics. Now, let's listen to a clip you broke down into a foreign language on Saturday night. Let's give a listen.
Non-nationals, I want you to know that I hear you. I heard you when you said that you don't really support this government, you know. But you are afraid because when they come around, they tell you if you don't vote for them, that things will happen to you. I also heard you when you said that they told you that if you vote for the NRP, that we will send you home. I heard you, non-nationals, and particularly those of the Spanish-speaking community. Al público de habla España. Le digo que hay que darle una oportunidad al Nevis Reformation Party. Dale una oportunidad a J.D. Keynes. No permitas que este gobierno y sus afiliados tú te engañen haciendo tú cree que no le agrada ese NRP. Eso no es verdad. NRP abraza a personas de todos nacionalidades y razas. Solo te pedimos que regulares tu estado. No tienes que tener miedo. NRP ayudará a mejorar la vida de todos los que llaman hogar a Nevis. Ayúdame a ayudarte para que puedas ayudar a tus familiares. Recuerdo el nombre. Remember the name, J.D. Keynes.
What were you saying to the Hispanic community there?
Well, basically, I was telling, not word for word, but generally what I was telling the Hispanic community is that you need to give the Nevis Reformation Party a chance. You need to give J.D. Keynes a chance. I also told them that, you know, they shouldn't allow the current government, this government and you know, the people who are affiliated with the government to change how they feel about to convince them that the NRP is not for them. Yes, I told them that is not true. Eso no es verdad. I told them that is not true. I also went on to explain that the NRP is one that has always embraced people of any nationality, different nationalities and different races. I also would have mentioned to them that the NRP, you know, just really wants to make life better for all, regardless of their background. Mm-hmm. and you know, because they would want to, we understand that they want to make life better for their families. And at the very end, I would have said, recuerda el nombre. Recuerda el nombre. Remember the name, J.D. Keynes. So in a nutshell, that was what I was...
Okay,
you know.
And I am happy that you brought up that about the NRP not being against them, because whether it's the Hispanics or the Guyanese community, you name it, why is there this appearance or the notion out there? As you said, you don't know where it came. Well, the other side probably has something to do with it, successfully, me perhaps, according to you. Uh-huh. But what is it that there is this notion that the NRP is anti-immigration, anti-Hispanic, anti the Guyanese? So you'll find that the party itself, and from my experience working on campaigns, I would have recognized and observed some stuff that the party itself is not not loved, if I may be frank, so much by these community groups.
Okay, this is what I will say. It was the Nevis Reformation Party, when in government, who would have restructured, who would have made things so much so that the non-nationals, I don't really like to use that term, but yes, persons who weren't born in St. Kitts and Nevis are able to afford their work permits, because in some cases persons were saying that the fees were exorbitant, and so we would have lowered the NRP, would have lowered the fees to make it more accessible. The NRP did not discriminate in its training programs or anything. We factored persons from other countries, other islands as well. The thing is, and it's a political gimmick, and that is why I always encourage our people to just listen to both sides and compare and contrast. Do not just listen to one side. Go and find out what the other side has to say.
But you would admit, though, that the NRP has a lot of work to do in that area, though. Do you admit that?
That the NRP has a lot of work to do in which area?
In terms of trying to get back, or, well, trying to persuade the Guyanese community and the Hispanic community that, you know, that you are the party, that you are the right party, you are the ones that are there for them. You admit that you guys really need to make a case for these people?
I admit that the NRP needs to make the case for everyone who is registered to vote, because for the NRP, it is not a matter of pitting the non-national community.
I understand that.
It is not a matter of pitting the non-national community against the Nevision or the Kitchishan community. The NRP, I mean, in reality, the NRP has quite a bit of supporters who are members of, who are from islands outside of St. Kitts and Nevis. Mm-hmm. However, I'll tell you this much. How do you think that the NRP knows that the current administration is telling the non-national community that if they vote for NRP, they will be deported? If they vote for NRP, they don't get jobs. How do you think the NRP knows that? It is because it is the members it is those same persons who are telling us what has been said. The reality is, Mervyn, we, because we are all divisions, but this current administration is instilling, or has been instilling, fear in persons at every level. The administration has been instilling fear in its civil servants, where they feel that if they support the Nevis Reformation Party, or even if they have a difference of opinion as it relates to the current administration, that they can be reprimanded or they'll be victimized. The current administration is also pitting people against each other and stirring confusion when it comes to the non-national community, making the non-national community be in such fear that, hey, if you don't vote for us, this is what is going to happen. You will end up with a party who is going to send you home. The reality is, it is not Nevis alone that persons would have been deported, for want of a better term. Mm-hmm. But how is it that the NRP can be to blame when the immigration, the process of immigration, does not fall directly under the government's portfolio, for want of a better term? Meaning, immigration has its job to do. It is not like there's a minister of government going out there and saying, deport, maybe deport. It's not a matter of that. The NRP believes, however, as I wind up on this topic, the NRP believes, it's no secret, that Nevisions should always, and by Nevisions we mean persons who were born on the island of Nevis and persons who are residents and citizens of the island of Nevis, that Nevisions should always be put first. And so, even in our efforts to embrace persons who may not fall into that category, we would have gone out there and made life better in terms of telling them, just regulate your status. As long as you regulate your status, we are fine. Mervyn, is this new anywhere? This is nothing foreign. You've lived in the continental U.S. You've lived in other parts of the world. This is nothing new. I resided in the U.S. Virgin Islands. I'm not a citizen of the United States Virgin Islands. I had to ensure that my status was always regulated. Does it mean that the U.S. government, the USVI government, has something against me? Not at all. They would have provided an opportunity for me to get an education. Did not discriminate against me. It's the same thing for the Nevis Reformation Party, but it works for the current administration to tell our people that. And I just think that in this go-around, the NRP will continue to reach out to the non-national community as it is doing to the Nibijan community who have been staying at home, by the way. And we are going to encourage them that it is needed for all of us and we all must have a say.
You mentioned, thank you for that. And I just some advice, yes. I believe, though, that the NRP, as far as need to up their campaign when it comes to the outreach of these quote-unquote non-nationals. That's all. You mentioned just a while ago about, I don't think that I didn't hear it. You slipped it in, but I heard it. The Nibijans who are at home sitting down or not working. Tell me about that. What do you want to say about that, really?
Sure. The reality is the voter turnout for our elections is not encouraging. It's really not. And when you go and you speak to persons and you're asking them why are they not voting, you get varying responses, but generally, they word it differently, but generally it falls to almost the same thing.
Yes.
And people are generally, from what they are saying, turned off. You know, just what I spoke about, you and I spoke about it earlier in the interview, that people feel that politics is something that is toxic. And so they have just decided to disassociate themselves from it. And rather than switching to another political party to give them a chance, some people just stay at home and do not vote. Now, my thing is, I cannot support that view. I respect it. Don't get me wrong, I definitely do. But I can't support that view, and I'll tell you why. I say to these people, regardless of your decision to vote, somebody, some party, some persons will still be elected to govern this island. It will happen. Won't you feel better knowing that you had a say? Because guess what? You are the one who has to live with the consequences. When the laws are put in place, you have to abide by them. They're not going to pick out and say, oh, you didn't vote in the elections and this does not pertain to you. So why not have a say in what actually happens? And it is sad that Nibijans are no longer realizing that it's important for them to vote. And that is something that I am pushing. I've always
I am happy that you mentioned that. I am happy that you mentioned that because data shows that in the last election, the local election, that a lot of people stayed home. Well, all over Nevis, but let's deal with St. Paul's. A lot of people stayed home in the St. Paul's constituency, many being NRP supporters, right? So
there you go, too. There you go. I try not to brand people.
No. I am branding. No, the reason why I'm saying NRP supporters, because I'm speaking to an NRP candidate. So I want to just zone in on NRP when I'm speaking the politics side of it. Some are NRP supporters. So I am assuming then, hearing you tonight, I'm assuming then that you have a plan. Well, it sounds that way, to reach out to these people. I'm assuming then that your campaign will be an all-out campaign in reaching and touching the lives of people across Charlestown.
Mervyn, let me tell you how inclusive I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've been walking to the constituency. I even, in my walking, mind you, I am there every day.
Mm-hmm.
I eat there. But I still went and spoke to my mother. I still spoke to my mother and siblings. Why did I speak to my mother? Because she's a constituent and her concerns matter. Her ideas matter. Mm-hmm. And that is to, I spoke to my uncle. I spoke to, listen, for me, it is everybody. It is everybody. You could come out to me in the bluest shirt. That won't bother me. I will speak to you. Because at the end of the day, if I am elected as the constituency representative for St. Paul's, my work has to impact everybody in St. Paul's. Don't tell me, don't go by Mary because Mary them are supporting. That does not bother me. Maybe Mary supports the other side because the other side bothers to talk to Mary. I want to go out there and reach everybody. That's me. That's me. And so I have to be all out. If I have to be all in this thing, if I don't want to do it, then I'm in the wrong place and I need to just pack up and go.
Wow. JD, you're the first woman candidate, I believe, for the Nevis Reformation Party to run on this on this ticket and for this upcoming campaign. Well, throughout all campaigns, you're the first woman, I believe, for the NRP.
St.
Paul's, yes. What feeling does that bring to you? How do you feel about that?
To be honest, I didn't know about it until I was already in. It's just that I didn't think about it, and I'll tell you why. As much as I am a advocate, an advocate for woman empowerment, mm-hmm. for gender balance and all of these things, and seeing women take more active roles in terms of leadership and politics. For me, it is not just because I am a woman. It is because I believe in equality and equity. And so for me, I didn't come into this thing telling people to vote for me because I'm a woman. No. I mean, if you choose to vote for me just because I'm a woman, I won't take the vote. I'm glad. But the reality is, I want you to vote for me because you think I am the best suited person. Well, you're two persons, so I am the better suited person to represent the constituency. I want it to be that the same way you are not surprised when you hear that the ticket has all males or the majority of males, is the same way you are not surprised when you hear that the ticket has all females or a majority of females. It should not alarm you. It should be normal. I mean, imagine, we live in a place where the women, and most of the teachers are women. Women head most of the households. You go in the banks, you see women. You go in the government offices, in terms of the persons doing the day-to-day work, you see women. You go into the schools, you see women. I mentioned the teachers. You go almost everywhere, the nurses, almost everywhere you see women. As a matter of fact, on the campaign trail, going out there and getting people registered and reaching people in a special way, you see the women. So if you are seeing the women then, why are you surprised when the women finally recognize their worth and step forward and take their rightful place? Not because we are trying to emasculate the men. Not at all. Me, I could never do that because I need the men around me to help things happen. There's a role for both men and women. The reality is we just want the women to have equal say, to have their spot at the table as well. And that is all.
No, I'm happy that you mentioned that. Because
you have me for a lot of things.
Yes, you're helping me with the interview here tonight. You're helping me here with the interview tonight. Because I wasn't going to touch it, but I'm glad that you brought it up. Because and let's be frank here. You'll hear, I've heard a talk, okay, all these women on a ticket, four of them, or whatever the case may be. Women are kind of everywhere, women, and I'm sorry, I just have to say it. Not that, you know, I agree with it, but let's talk about it. You'll hear women are confusion, you know that?
All of them.
Yes, and all of them together, and they can never agree on anything. So how do you just dismantle all that chatter? I mean, you're gonna get a lot of that. Let's be real. I shouldn't say a lot, but you will get that.
Guess what? And the fear. I don't shut down anybody's opinion because you know you need to hear all sides. So that's fine. But is it accurate? Now, the same thing. Just before you asked that question, I would have mentioned so many places that you see the women holding it together. Now, let me tell you something. When the men are sitting in cabinet, when the men have to travel, when the men have to be in long meetings, nobody bothers to ask, where are their children? Nobody bothers to ask, how are their children managing? Nobody bothers because it is already assumed that there is a woman or there are women out there handling business. There are women out there making things happen. You see me? I wear that with pride. I am a woman who is handling business and making things happen in my personal and professional life. And I know that I could do it in government. And so the notion that wherever you see women, you see confusion. I mean, I can't necessarily say that I agree. Because when you go to the schools, it is the women primarily who are teaching your children. It is when you want advice and when you want to make sure that something is done right, you refer to the women. Now tell me, 9 out of 10 times, when you want, when the same male MPs want something done, they go to the females in their offices and ask them to help them get it done. They hire the females to be their secretaries, you know, the ones to do all of the work. But what we don't think that the women are worth putting things up. I could tell you this much too. And I could speak for me personally. I don't want to make it a race, not a race, a gender thing. But the same way you want to say women are confusion is the same way I could tell you women know to stretch money. Eh? And so perhaps if we had more women handling the island's purse, the island's finances, we wouldn't be in such debt as we are today. You know? And so, I mean, that's the reality. Because women like me, we know to stretch a dollar. But again, I'll come back. It's a light moment. But I'll come
you
back.
You are a handful, but go ahead.
A handful and more. Please make that correction. But the reality is, though, Mervyn, the reality is, though, all I want is for it to be normal. We need to step away from that mentality. And that is what I want people to do with me. Don't just look at me and say, oh, she's a woman. Say, and so I'll vote for her. No, actually listen to what I'm saying and see if it makes sense. If it makes sense, fine. Then go and listen to what the other person on the other side is saying and see if it makes sense. And then you assess which one makes more sense. And I see, if you give me that fair chance and you put us both at zero and you were to do the comparison by listening to us both and observing us both, you will have no choice. You, if you're fair, you would say, hey, JD all the way, send she parliament. Straight to parliament at that.
And we end, let's listen to someone special to you. Let's give a listen.
Good night, grown-ups and children too. I bet you must be wondering what I'm here to do. The lady of the night is someone very dear to me. You call her JD or Miss Keynes, and I call her Mommy. She's caring, hardworking, and oh so sweet. When we are walking down the road, she says hello to everyone she meets. She loves to have fun and give me piggyback rides. But when I don't listen, she says, child, don't get me on my wrong side. She's helpful. You can ask my teachers and friends. When it comes to schoolwork, on her many parents depend. She's passionate, supportive, and loving. She's just who you need for your representative. My mommy does well at home, and she'll do great in government. So St. Paul's, I'm asking you to send my mommy to parliament. She takes care of you like she takes care of me. So she's the best choice for St. Paul's. My mommy, JD.
Wow, she is indeed a star. I have to ask, is star your secret weapon on the campaign trail? Because I'm telling you.
star is my child. Star is a reflection, the good, the bad, and the in-between. Of me, well, let me not take all the credit of, you know, of her support team, her parents and her grandparents, aunts, uncles, everyone. But the reality is, my child is very much a part of me. Everybody who knows me knows that my child is very, very much a part of everything that I do. And so she is indeed a star. Like moment, she had a story to write in school, and it was about herself. And she started it with, one of the lines in it was, my mommy named me Star because I was born to shine. Wow. And I said, oh my goodness, look at my child stepping into her destiny. But the reality is, I am about pushing children when I see certain skills in them. And so I know she likes these kind of things. I asked her, I didn't just push it on her, I asked her if she would be willing to do it. And she said, yeah, man, mommy, sure. She's very dramatic. Yeah, man, mommy, sure, mommy, I got you. You know, and she went and she did it, and you know, I was impressed. I don't know that she's my secret weapon. I know that she's a child, someone very dear to me, and I want her to continue to be a child. I want people to respect the fact that she's a child, allow her to be a child, realize that I am the political candidate and not my child, and the same goes for anybody's child or children. But hey, she. That's my son.
Well,
my
overall, child. I believe, yes, families should be off limits.
Yes.
Well, JD, I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight at the Blue Table. It's been a pleasure. Your final words to the people of Nevis, especially those in St. Paul.
Well, I definitely hope that this is not my one and only time at the Blue Table. You know, the name had me for a minute, but I enjoyed being on the Blue Table.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely want to come back, you know, to share as things happen. Because, yes, this is the early stages.
Yes.
I would have recently been launched, and so I would love to have the opportunity to come back, and as well for other members of the NRP team to join you at some point in time and for you to have that dialogue with them. But Mervyn, I want to thank you so much for having me. It's definitely been a pleasure. I appreciate it greatly. I know you have a huge following, and so persons would be intrigued, persons would be inquisitive. They want to know what it is that JD Keynes is coming with. And of course, as time goes on, we will continue to speak about that. But I just want to close by saying this. Whereas I have lots of plans and the NRP has lots of plans for St. Paul's, we recognize and understand that it is the people of St. Paul's who we are, and the people of Nevis who we are going out there to serve. And so your input is just as important. And so even though I have my plans, I go to the constituents and I ask them to share with me their ideas, their concerns. And then I share mine, and then we see how we could create a balance or see how we can add to it. Because I think sometimes what we do wrong is to push on people what we want to see. And these things that we want to see may not always be things that mean something to them. We need to touch people's hearts because it's people who are going out there to vote. We need to touch people because they are the ones who are suffering, or they are the ones who could be who could advance based on the policies and, mm-hmm. and procedures that we put in place. And so that is something that I am doing, and I just want people to understand that I am not out of touch. I am very much in touch. I'm very much easy to reach, and I want you to do not be afraid, regardless of your political affiliation. Speak with me. If you are waiting for me to come to you, know that I'll come, but you can call me too. You can come to me first. It's okay. I am here to speak. I want to listen to you. You respect me. I respect you. We can have dialogue. We could even disagree. As long as there's that mutual respect, we'll be all right. Because at the end of the day, we all want a better Nevis. We all want to put Nevis and the visions, the people who reside in Nevis and call Nevis their homes first.
JD Keynes, thank you very much. Thank you for your time. Actually, we were supposed to be here for 30 minutes. It's over 50 minutes. So that's to tell you that this conversation surely been enjoyed by both. So I want to thank you again for joining me here tonight at the Blue Table.
Thank you so much, Mervyn, and have a wonderful evening.
Have a good night. Ladies and gentlemen, that was JD Keynes for you at the Blue Table. And we'll have another politician here with me sometime this week. Do join me again tomorrow evening for a similar presentation. Rohan Isles will be here. We'll break this all down. What's going to happen in St. Paul's and the other constituency. We'll talk about her launch that was held on Saturday night. It's been great to have her. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night and God bless.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond me. He will keep us strong under pressure, touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy.